This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome you to the Deep Dive. Today, we're plunging into a topic that, well, a lot of business leaders maybe misunderstand a bit. They see it as just a drain on the budget, not really a growth engine. We're talking about search engine optimization, SEO. Our mission today, to really unpack this critical idea from our source material. Why SEO is actually a long-term strategy. Think of it more like an appreciating asset, not just some fleeting cost. We've got some honestly really thought-provoking insights here that challenge how businesses often look at their marketing spend.
That's absolutely right. The material we're looking at, it highlights this common disconnect. You know, lots of leaders see SEO and they think, okay, expense, where's the immediate payoff? But the reality, as it's presented here, it paints a very different picture. It argues that investing in SEO, well, the benefits go way beyond just ranking higher. It's really about building a foundational system for sustainable lead generation, and significantly lowering customer acquisition costs over time, plus establishing that real enduring brand authority. So for businesses relying heavily on, say, referrals, which can be unpredictable, or just the endless cycle of paid ads, the source basically says it's time for a rethink. It emphasizes that SEO builds this digital engine that works 24/7. It reduces your dependency on paid ads and creates truly predictable, scalable growth.
Okay, well, let's unpack that a bit more then. What happens if you don't make SEO a priority? This is where it gets really interesting because the source makes a very compelling case for what it calls the cost of ignoring SEO.
Yeah, and what's particularly striking is how the source frames that opportunity cost. It's quite stark. If SEO isn't like a core priority for you, you're not just missing out on something. You're essentially handing a long-term advantage directly to your competitors. So while you might keep pouring budget into paid ads, they're steadily capturing organic traffic. And the source really hammers this point at basically no ongoing cost once they rank. This isn't just losing a few clicks here and there. It's about a gap that widens over time. Right. And it becomes incredibly difficult and expensive to try and close later on.
Right. And it's not only about losing out on that, you know, free organic traffic, it puts direct pressure on your current advertising strategies too, doesn't it?
Precisely. Yeah, the source points out a really crucial vulnerability there. Your Google Ads budget, it's constantly under pressure. Think about it. If cost per click, the CTC goes up, maybe because of competition or if a competitor just decides to outbid you, your whole lead flow can slow right down. It could even stop entirely in some cases. SEO, on the other hand, provides this critical layer of stability. It ensures your business isn't solely, you know, at the mercy of those ad auction dynamics, which, well, it raises a pretty important question, doesn't it? What's the true cost of that kind of instability in your core lead generation?
Okay, so if it's not just a cost center, how can we really start viewing SEO as something that drives measurable business value? Our source actually lays out 5 key investment benefits. It details how SEO can fundamentally transform marketing efforts. Let's dig into each one.
Yeah.
First up, the material highlights a significantly lower cost per lead over time. That sounds good.
Yeah, it's a big one. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, paid ads operate on that sort of pay-to-play model, right? You generate leads only for as long as your budget holds out. You turn off the tap, the leads stop. It's immediate. SEO, though, it's more like a compounding investment. Once your website starts ranking well for those high-value keywords, those leads just keep flowing in, and your actual cost per lead drops dramatically over time. It delivers these long-term compounding savings. So think of it less like just renting ad space month after month, and more like building an appreciating digital property for your business, an actual asset.
Right. Building on that financial efficiency, the source also points to a critical operational advantage, which is achieving more predictable lead generation.
Yeah. And the source draws a really clear distinction here. It contrasts relying on, say, inconsistent referrals, which we know can create these unpredictable growth spurts and dips, with the steady systemic flow that SEO can provide. Good SEO helps establish a much more consistent stream of qualified inbound leads. And that allows a business to actually plan for growth, to confidently allocate resources, maybe to R&D or hiring, without those dramatic, unpredictable swings. That stability, I mean, it's absolutely key for any kind of serious long-term strategic planning.
And that predictability, it kind of naturally leads us to the next benefit mentioned, which is stronger competitive positioning.
Definitely.
Yeah.
The material makes it crystal clear. If your competitors are consistently dominating Google's top spots for your key terms, they're not just winning leads, they're actually shaping the initial perception of the market for potential customers. Investing in SEO ensures you show up when prospects are actively searching for your services. often, you know, before they've even become fully aware of your competition. It's all about securing that visibility at the precise moment of intent. And that is a really powerful strategic advantage to have.
Okay, now this one feels crucial for any business that's serious about growth and, frankly, accountability. Improved ROI tracking and performance.
Yes, and what's powerful here is that with the right strategy in place, the source states that SEO delivers clear, data-driven results. You know, advanced tracking lets you connect that organic traffic directly to actual leads. You can even track it down to conversions and sales in many cases. This gives you real visibility into what's genuinely working, what's moving the needle. And that moves SEO beyond just talking about abstract rankings. You know, we're number three for this term, and into concrete, measurable business outcomes. It makes it as accountable as any other investment you'd make.
Okay. And finally, there's a point that might surprise some people listening. Better synergy with paid ads. Sounds a little counterintuitive at first, maybe, but the source argues they're actually a powerful team.
Yeah, it's a brilliant insight from the source, actually. SEO and PPC, pay-per-click advertising, they aren't really competitors for budget in the long run. They actually make each other stronger. Think about it. A well-optimized website, which is a result of good SEO, naturally improves the quality scores of your paid ads on platforms like Google. And higher quality scores, well, they lead directly to lower cost per click, your CPC, and often better conversion rates for your paid campaigns too. So this means your paid advertising efforts become significantly more cost-effective and efficient. It really demonstrates how SEO isn't just some independent channel off to the side, but it acts as a force multiplier for your entire digital strategy.
So taking all that in, what can a business really expect? Like in terms of tangible return on investment from SEO, based on what our source material suggests. The article outlines some pretty clear outcomes.
Yeah, the ROI expectations that are highlighted, they're quite compelling. We're talking about things like a significant increase in website traffic, specifically from high-intent searchers, people actively looking for what you offer. Also, a lower cost per acquisition, or CPA, and lower overall ad costs as your organic rankings improve and start doing some of the heavy lifting. Then there's a steadier flow of more inbound leads, often without constantly having to increase your ad spend to get them. And maybe most critically in the long run, a stronger, much more credible brand presence within your industry. People see you ranking, they trust you more.
Okay, this all sounds incredibly beneficial, like a real potential game changer for many businesses. But the source also offers a crucial piece of advice, doesn't it? About finding the right approach and, importantly, the right partner.
Yes, absolutely. The source definitely acknowledges a common pitfall here. It recognizes that not all SEO efforts, or frankly, not all SEO agencies, deliver real business impact. It points to, you know, common frustrations people have, experiences with vague reporting, maybe painfully slow progress, or just a general lack of measurable results tied back to the bottom line. And this raises a really important question for you, the listener, to consider. How do you make sure your SEO truly becomes that long-term growth engine we've been talking about? How do you avoid falling into that trap of just, you know, generic, unmeasurable marketing activity that ends up feeling like just another budget drain?
Wow, what a deep dive that was. We've really unpacked why SEO shouldn't just be seen as, you know, a fleeting expense line item, but really as a strategic long-term investment that builds predictable lead generation, significantly lowers those customer acquisition costs over time, and dramatically strengthens your brand authority.
Indeed. I think the core idea here, the real takeaway, is that SEO builds this systemic, sustainable advantage for a business. It creates, like we said, a 247 lead generating machine that fundamentally reduces your dependency on those often fluctuating paid ad budgets or inconsistent referrals. It's really about creating an appreciating asset for your business, an enduring digital foundation that just keeps working for you long, long after that initial investment is made.
Right. So as you think about your own business or perhaps your area of interest, maybe consider this. Where else might you be inadvertently treating a potential long-term investment as just a short-term cost? It's a mindset thing, isn't it? What critical opportunities might you be unknowingly handing over to your competitors or just missing out on entirely as a result of that kind of short-term thinking? What other areas in your operations could truly benefit from adopting this investment, not just cost strategic perspective? Something to mull over. That's all for this deep dive. Thanks so much for joining us. We really hope this helps you feel even more well-informed on the topic.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
With 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.